year forever, but it's a convenient way to blame the Chinese. So what I want to talk about is the United Nations report in 2008 on changes in population and fertility.
Funniest thing how that didn't make the radar, did it?
It sure didn't. I mean, I found it accidentally on the internet, and my goodness, it is a report from 1950 projected to 2050. That's 100 years. And what's fantastic and very powerful about it is that it starts in 1950 before atmospheric testing had really gotten underway. So this is sort of a baseline of the levels of population and trends for developed countries, for developing countries, and for the least developed regions. So it's very, very interesting. It has the world average also.
Mm-hmm.
And what these two graphs show in this UN report is that actually the most developed countries nuke themselves first. And that's France, Britain, Europe got it mm-hmm. because the French tested in the Sahara.
Yep.
The Chinese tested in the Gobi Desert. And, of course, Japan and Beijing were downwind. And what this shows is that, it was absolutely deliberate. We did it to ourselves first. And now that we have caused a very large decline in SAT scores for all the children in the United States, a 12.5% drop by 1963, for children born in 1963 who were exposed in utero to something like 250 nuclear bomb tests at Nevada in 1 year. That's impossible. It takes 2 years to prepare one nuclear test. And how they ever did that, I have no idea. But they knew that Kennedy was going to get the partial test ban treaty ratified and signed, and so they just wanted to light as many firecrackers as they could before they got the matches taken away.
Sure.
And so in the UN data, it's very clear that what they're doing is shaving off the elderly and the weak and the very young. And this is with particularly radiation, but it's also the chemtrails, it's vaccines, it's GMO food. I mean, everything in our lives has been weaponized now. And
Hold on. That is so true.
Yes.
Anything that you can imagine has been weaponized or certainly has been considered for weaponization. Our food, diseases, drinking water, you name it.
Even the electrical grid is weaponized.
Oh, absolutely. Has been for years.
Yeah.
These people are not human, in my view. I've said that for many years. The electrical grid that goes into your home, into your office, is literally a wide open conduit for anything you can imagine and then more of an electromagnetic field or EMF nature. They can pump anything into the grid at any time. Pat Flanagan, the scientist and a friend of his, discovered this years ago when they found very interesting and specific wave patterns in these so-called wide-open random electric grid. I mean, these wave patterns didn't get in there by themselves. There are things going on in the grid. The grid, by the way, could carry, if there weren't cable companies and satellite companies selling internet connection service, could carry all telephone, all television, all internet right through your wall plug. It's all there. It's all potentially possible and has been demonstrated to be doable, but that's not going to happen. But the point is the electric grid may be the ultimate conduit for mind control and physiological conditioning when you think about it, because everyone is surrounded by it most all the time.
Well, every cell in your body is an antenna. we're in electromagnetic systems, so of course we respond to that. We are electromagnetic.
Electrical first, chemical second, electric first, and people don't get that.
Right. So going back to this UN report, what they show is that the most advanced countries and the nuclear states had the greatest impact and decline in fertility rates and also population decline.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened now is I can see what's happening. I can see what's coming. They now want to sell nuclear power plants in large numbers to the developing nations and completely destroy them with radiation the same way they destroyed the advanced nations. And they also want to reduce the birth rate to 2 children per woman, which will continue to cause a decline in the population because not all these babies are going to live, especially in third world or undeveloped countries.
Sure.
Now, just to seal it and to tie it to the UN again, mm-hmm. because why are they so interested in these things and writing these reports every year? This is quoting Ted Turner, who founded CNN. He is a very strong UN supporter. In fact, he gave $1 billion or millions of dollars to the UN.
Well, he gave a lot of money, and Bill Gates, of course, eclipsed that. Gave
right.
even more to these people they literally give money, and all you have to do is it's the same old thing, follow the money, see
follow
where it goes,
money.
See where it comes from, and you'll understand.
Okay, well, this is what Ted Turner is doing with that money. This is from the McAlvany Intelligence Advisor. Quote, a total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels
mm-hmm.
would be ideal. That's Ted Turner.
Now, that's his opinion, too, and many people share that opinion. They've written about it. They've talked about it. It's nothing new, so don't be shocked. This is the plan. This is what they'd like to see by way of a plantation planet. Just about 300-500 million people. That's it.
That's right. And Henry Kissinger said in the 1974 National Security Memo that depopulation was the highest priority in national security policy, and he said it was even a greater threat to the United States than nuclear annihilation. So we are the enemy. It's not those pretend enemies around the world. So I started collecting stories and information and looking for signs of this impact of radiation, and primarily it's uranium,
mm-hmm.
because there were thousands of pounds of depleted uranium in every atomic and hydrogen bomb, making it the main pollutant, atmospheric and biospheric pollutant, since 1945. And what I saw was, first of all, when I looked at the end of that UN 2008 report, they had the ratio of males to females, or the number of males per 100 females for every country in the world over a 50-year period.
Hmm.
And, Jeff, the number of males is shrinking in countries that were particularly contaminated with
uh-huh.
radiation.
Well, men are on the way out.
They're on the way out.
They've already used, what did they use? Stem cells to create male sperm? I think so.
Yeah. You can.
So men are extraneous now completely.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. But women are too. You can make the oocytes or the eggs
right.
from, I think, from bone marrow.
Yeah. So we are now basically passé.
We're DNA goo.
Yeah, that's it.
So then I looked at wildlife, and I discovered that in especially fish populations, it's been reported off of Southern California, where the two nuclear power plants are, in the Columbia River in salmon and otters.
Poor Columbia River. Just sad.
That's where Hanford contaminated
that. Yeah, upriver.
That.
It's so sad. And we know the groundwater is already polluted with radioactivity. It's been traced. I think they stopped tracing it within a couple hundred yards of the Columbia River and said, well, maybe it'll get there sometime. It's already there.
It's already there.
Yeah.
And then it's been reported in Britain, in the coastal waters, in Ireland, and also in the Irish Sea, where Sellafield, the nuclear reprocessing plant, has been dumping huge amounts
sure.
of radiation. And so what they're reporting is sex changes in the fish. The fish are hatched or born as males, and when they get into this contaminated water with uranium and radiation, they turn to females. Intersex is something that has been reported in polar bears and fish and other wildlife. This is where there are male and female sexual expressions in tissues, or the internal organs are not consistent with the external organs. The female polar bears in parts of the Arctic have penises and female organs.
It's all there. Hang on a sec, Loren. We'll be
okay. Right.
We're back. Are you there?
Yeah.
We slid into that break a little late, but we are back. Okay, carry on. So we're, I guess the term is hermaphroditic displays are popping up all over in nature.
They sure are. And in the United States Geological Survey just put out a press release just like this week about a study they did all over the United States. They were looking at bass in lakes and rivers, and they were checking them for intersex. So they would take thin sections of them, of their testes or their ovaries, and look at the cells. And what they found in every population they tested in the United States, there was intersex expressed in the males. The only place they did not discover it in a single fish was in the Yukon of Alaska. So our entire country is subjected and contaminated with hormone and estrogen disrupting chemicals and radiation. And in a thin section of, you take a slice, this is a World Health Organization study, there are female oocytes, or eggs, that are immature, mixed in right next to, in the same tissue, abnormal sperm cell tissue. So this is at the most intimate level. Then I discovered an Olympics-bound runner named Castor Semenya from South Africa. She is a hermaphrodite. She's only 18 years old.
Right. Now you can...
And
she was
born a female. It's on her birth certificate. She was raised as a girl. She had no idea. She had a deep voice, and she was winning every race. I mean, she was hot. And this actually just happened in September. They some of the
well, it was an international uproar about it, and obviously
huge uproar.
She was essentially enough male to kind of make it not fair. I mean, she was winning races by 3-4 yards against the best in the world. And
yeah, but what happened is they did a urine test on her.
Yeah.
And the testosterone in her urine was within the limits that is allowed for women.
Uh-huh.
And then they examined her, and she had no ovaries or uterus, but she had internal testes. And the Olympic Committee finally said, this is really rare, except it's really common now, but we really can't do anything about it because we stopped the screening of all women athletes in 1999, gender testing was mandatory for females, but they stopped because not all women have standard female chromosomes now. So it's intersex at the Olympics.
Right.
And I sort of feel sorry for her because how embarrassing. And, you know,
it was, for sure.
They could have done it more quietly.
But in reality, her records and her performances will forever be tainted because of her genetic confusion.
That's right. But it sure isn't her fault, and she didn't
no,
know.
No, but as you point out, this is happening everywhere you can look, that the studies are being done. Now, they're finding this gender-bending problem, especially among fishes, that somehow they're very susceptible to it in the Chesapeake Bay. Bats are being found completely confused.
That's right.
Everywhere.
Well, five nuclear power plants dumped their radioactive contaminated cooling water into the Chesapeake Bay.
Five.
Well, so that's not too surprising.
Right.
But even at extremely low levels, below the EPA drinking water standards, where the EPA says these levels of depleted uranium are safe, a new study done by a Navajo woman at Northern Arizona State University, she did experiments on pregnant mice and studied the offspring, the female offspring, and she was able to see hormone and estrogen disruptor effects in the offspring. They were less fertile. They had reproductive cancers. They had abnormal reproductive tissue. For instance, their uterine wall would be thicker than other normal unexposed pups. And diabetes, absolutely uranium since 1945 is the main cause for huge increases of diabetes.
At least predisposing people to that kind of a condition and making them weakened for it with a terrible diet full of sugar. You just beat the pancreas right up and they're there.
But it's also the uranium because it causes the pancreas to malfunction in producing insulin.
Right.
And then it also changes the insulin so that when it reaches the cell wall, it cannot get the information it's carrying into the cell.
Right. All right, well, keep in mind, fish in rivers and streams all around the country are showing larger and larger percentages of sexual issues. I guess that's one way to put it. Intersex, as Loren says. Fish off the coast of California, I found a story about that. Gender-bending fish there. Gender-bending fish in the Savannah River. You can go on and on. The stories are endless. 33,500 stories. Just put in gender-bending fish and look at the damage that we've done to the planet. It's stunning. It's disgraceful. And we're going to pay for it. We'll be back in a minute. Beside you and Doug Rocky and a couple of others, who is trying to present the issue of depleted uranium and how it's polluting and contaminating humankind and all the animals and insects as well, all living things, and plants too? Who's trying to present this to the world?
Well, Dr. Busby is.
He's in England. And
yeah, he's in England.
He did the Sellafield work.
Yes, he did the Sellafield work, and he's the British government and European Parliament low-level radiation expert. He's done a great job. But what we've been doing is attacking the International Atomic Energy Agency and their committee, the ICRP, which is the International Committee on Radiation Protection. And we've pretty much got them up against a wall and forced them to admit that their standards are based on baloney, the Hiroshima and Nagasaki studies in Japan, which were an external radiation exposure. And what we're talking about is chronic exposure to low-level radiation, which is entirely different. It's apples and pears, and you can't put a VW engine in a Mercedes and expect it to drive. So what I discovered, there are a lot of people working on it, but it's just that we don't get into the news, the mainstream news. And thank goodness you have covered this and done such a magnificent job with your website and your audience, a wonderful audience. They've helped me a lot. And so have you. So thank you very, very much.
Well, I'm honored to be able to do it. If it weren't for you and Doug Rocky and Chris Busby, I don't know where we'd be. It's once again, it's an example of one or two or three, just a small handful of humanity literally making the difference. And, you know, you've done it.
Well, a lot of people have helped, too. But what I wanted to talk about is when I discovered... Actually, it was Chris Busby who told me that uranium levels in Los Angeles drinking water doubled in 2007.
Oh, really?
And
in just 1 year?
In 1 year.
Well, there you go.
And I found out that Los Angeles Power and Water had been measuring uranium in drinking water in L.A. since 1998. And I said, why are they doing that?
What did they know?
So I started. And I found a report published by the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The title is U.S. Air Power in Iraq and Afghanistan, 2004 to 2007. And I don't know where they got the data on the number of airstrikes in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it's graphed. Somebody graphed it and put it on the Internet, and... What I discovered when I looked at it, because you have a four-year record, is that they are now synchronizing the huge numbers of airstrikes with the months when the monsoon in Asia is raining out the most radiation, the most uranium, into the environment. And, of course, this is Afghanistan, Pakistan, the whole Himalayas, northern India, and China. And in 1948, in the Tulsa Tribune, listen to this. It's an article titled, Radioactivity Lingers Longer in a Water Blast. But they said, a bomb could be exploded in the middle of rain clouds. The dispersion of fission products over the ground might then be even more complete than in an underwater burst or any other way of carrying out nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
So they are definitely using natural cycles to deliver this nuclear war. Now, if we look at the death rates of pregnant women in Afghanistan, they're the second highest in the world, and no wonder, with that whole country contaminated. So in the West, 1 to 12 women die in pregnancy per 100,000. In Afghanistan, it's 1,600 women dying out of 100,000. And in Badakhshan, which is the northeast corner where we're doing the heaviest bombing, it's 6,507 women dying in pregnancy per 100,000.
Wow.
So... any country, any populations that are under the cloud, I call it under the uranium cloud, are Let me just tell you what the global diabetes rates are. In 1986, before Chernobyl happened, there were 30 million diabetics around the world.
Mm-hmm.
By 2006, with 15 years of uranium wars, that number had increased to 236 million. In 20 years, that's a 767% increase. And they are projecting that it will increase to 350 million by 2025.
Huge. Yeah.
And 25% of China now is obese.
They're playing catch-up, and they're playing it very well.
A lot of it is the effects of the uranium. It mm-hmm. causes obesity.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a baby was just born in Indonesia, northern Sumatra. It's the biggest baby ever born, and the mother was diabetic. That baby weighed 19.2 pounds, and it was puffy. The hands were puffy.
Oh, hideous.
It's not a healthy baby.
No. Was the mother obese?
No, but she was overweight. She wasn't.
Was this a C-section?
Oh, God, 45 minutes. The baby was so big, and it was so complicated. It took a long time to get it out.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's not a healthy baby. Babies born to diabetic mothers who don't have really good health care.
What else are we seeing, like twins, Siamese twins, birth defects? We've seen the pictures
of
what we did to Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's right.
We're seeing it over here now, but it's not talked about much. Returning American men and women are, of course, coming back here with damaged reproductive abilities, and it is showing up, but we're not hearing about it.
That's right, because they'll lose their health benefits if they open their mouths.
Ah.
But let's talk about Israeli sperm. Israeli men have dirty collars, Jeff. They have a 40% decline in sperm quality in 10 years. That's 4% a year. And the sperm are being damaged by the depleted uranium they're exterminating the Palestinians with. But they're exterminating themselves even faster.
All right, well, people are going to say, well, okay, Loren, but they can't be that stupid. And the answer is they're not. They just don't care.
Well, the leadership doesn't care. The
right.
People don't know.
That's right. That's it. And the leadership, of course, is traced right back to the City of London and all those down there who have been pulled into that trap, so to speak,
that's
are expending
right.
Okay, back in just a minute. Of life in terms of health. 25% of China now obese?
Yes.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And
yeah.
It's much higher in Beijing than it is on the more southern coastal cities. Because
why?
Beijing is right downwind from the Gobi Desert and all the radiation there.
So it's still hot and it's still blowing into Beijing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada's still hot. It's still blowing all over the U.S., of course. Mm-hmm. Radiation is forever. In fact, uranium is older than the age of the Earth.
Well, DU will be around for 4.5 billion years unless we find some magical way of transmuting it over amazingly huge areas of geography. Which could happen if we live long enough as a species.
I don't think we're going to be successfully reproducing.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
You know, I was really alarmed at the Israeli decline in sperm quality. That's 4% a year. by 2019, the Israeli men will ever only have a 20% sperm count, which means you're infertile. And what's happening, one of
so
the...
Ten years, and they're basically off the board.
That's right. And what's actually happening is there's a little collar around the sperm where the flagella or the tail goes into the sperm cell, the head of the sperm where the DNA is. And in that little collar, there's probably just one mitochondria, which provides all the energy to the body and the cell and the brain and the organs. But there's just one in that little collar, and if that's damaged, the sperm won't go anywhere. It can't swim to the egg to fertilize it. Now, Bertrand Russell, in his lectures at Oxford in the 1930s, warned about a totalitarian scientific oligarchy, which is exactly what we have now. And he said they are going to sterilize 95% of the males, 70% of the females, and he said, quote, this is in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, that was published in 1952. He said, quote, the 30%, we're going to sterilize 95% of the males and 70% of the females. The 30% of females will be expected to spend the years from 18 to 40 in reproduction in order to secure adequate cannon fodder. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. When did he write this?
The book was published in 1952. He was saying this in the 1930s.
Uh-huh.
And this is what Eisenhower warned about in his farewell address, January 17, 1961, 30 years later. He said, yet, in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite. And Jeff, today, wild reproduction will soon no longer be an option. People will have to go to hospitals to have babies, to get pregnant. And if you look in the news, Angelina Jolie and Octomom and that mother and father who had eight kids or something in their TV program, those are the role models that they are using to brainwash and to encourage women to have lots of babies. And guess what, Jeff? In 2008, they had the highest birth rate in U.S. history. Now, this is a global doomsday machine. It's a secret, covert nuclear war. The militaries are aware of it, but the ordinary people are not. And
they never will be.
And they never will be.
No.
And if we look at what they're really doing now, Lebanon is where we figured it out. It's depopulation, fourth-generation nuclear weapons, and depleted uranium. And the Livermore and Los Alamos nuclear weapons labs have been making these exotic fourth-generation nuclear weapons, putting them into depleted uranium bunker busters, and we're getting two nuclear wars in one bomb. And that is what we gave Israel to grid bomb and carpet bomb Lebanon with.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Busby got bomb crater samples. He had them analyzed at the British government radiation lab at Harwell. He didn't tell them what they were. And I predicted when Israel was attacking Lebanon, I didn't know there were fourth-generation nukes in the bombs, but I said as soon as it starts raining in Israel, and it starts in October like it does in California, Mediterranean climate, within 3 months they're going to have an epidemic of diabetes in Israel. And the first newspaper article came out announcing this epidemic in children in northern Israel on December 19th, 2006, three months after the rain started.
Wow.
And
so, all right, what we have, go ahead. No, I was going to ask you, we have just 4 minutes left, and I wanted to see where we're looking next.
Well,
for these kinds of projections to manifest themselves.
Well, what these are all about is a graph that I made. I took historic oil prices and put all the wars on it from 1946 to the Gaza attack.
Mm-hmm.
And what that graph says is that oil equals war plus dollars. And every war since 1973, the Yom Kippur War, when we gave depleted uranium to Israel and supervised them using it, has been a covert nuclear war for energy resources triggered by the decline of the dollar. And I want to read a quote that sums this up. And this is from 1623.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a book called The Labyrinth of the World by John Amos Comenius. Quote, they were deliberating amongst themselves as to how they could give wings to death so that it could, in a moment, penetrate everywhere, both near and far. Doesn't that sum up the depleted uranium wars?
Sure does.
And the sanctions against Iraq were signed at the UN in 1990. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
On the anniversary of Hiroshima Day. That was no accident, Jeff. This is a conscious and deliberate invisible war against life
itself. No coincidences, you're right.
And remember what Ted Turner said. We want to kill off 95%.
Well, Prince Philip had a pretty good quote, too. Yeah.
That's right. So, what to do about this? It's to inform people and to let them know what's happening. And, you know, it's all money behind all of this. It's energy wars. It's selling lots and lots and lots of pharmaceuticals and medical procedures because they're making everybody sick around the world. And it's terribly important to eat very, very good food to boost your immune system. That is the most important thing that people can do.
Well, you've summed it up perfectly. I don't know how else anybody could approach living in these times, but to try to take the best possible care of themselves. Unfortunately, the society is geared to brainwash people and program them from cradle to grave not to do that. That's why we are an obese, sick, and dying society. If you remain healthy, you can live another 20, 30 years. It's real simple.
That's right.
You just can't eat poison food.
I got on the buses in Honolulu. That's the most nuked state in the United States, probably
Hawaii,
in the world.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand it. I was trying to get a depleted uranium bill 2 years ago in the legislature, the Hawaiian legislature, because I had like 36 in different states. And everybody was getting on the buses every day in wheelchairs and dragging oxygen tanks, and children who were so twisted and deformed, they were confined to wheelchairs their whole lives. And I went, the poor mothers, it was heartbreaking. And guess what, Jeff? I went on TV after someone on your program heard me, and I went on television on ABC TV. Dick Allgaier said, I'll do a story on you when you come to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I went on TV with a video that I made in Kona of mm-hmm. the radiation levels there. That went all over the world, and they have 20 depleted uranium bills in the Hawaiian legislature right now.
Ah, it's wonderful. Well, let's hope some of
them
get through. Thank you, Loren, for everything you've done and continue to do. I'm here to help, so just keep me posted, as always.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Scientist, American patriot, great humanitarian, Loren Murray, doing her best to help us all understand what our government has done to the planet. nuclear war. All right, we'll be back in 21 hours. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you in the meantime at Rents.com. Stay informed and stay well.